Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and today is the one that we've all been waiting for. That's right. If you thought you had a significant other, these are the movies you should watch. You get your prenup, you get your postnup, you get your nuppy-nups, and then you listen to this podcast. We're going to give you the horror films that killed our relationships and or bad first date movies. All this and more on the next Dreamin' Demons. Hit it. Fuck me. No. Hold on. There we go. That's the music. I guess that'll be the first thing for a killing relationship. Fox is quiet. It's weird. Fox is back from assignment.
Yeah, I muted to be polite, but I guess I won't be polite.
I can't hear Fox at all. It's like they're in Detroit. Fox City. That's so weird. Hey everyone, back again. Jim Phoenix and gang. That's right. We've got special guests. We've got Box Human, aka JM Brannick. Say hi.
Hello.
Back from, I think I had you hunting orca. Or hunting orca hunters.
I was hunting on the orca. It's different.
You're hunting on the orca as well. Glad to have you back, because last time.
Thank you.
We'll talk about that. Our first host kind of like went away to North Korea. Next up, we've got none other than Jennifer from the website. Hey, Jennifer, long time no see. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am always fantabulous. Thank you very much for asking. And we've got a new addition all the way from, I won't say the word because I can't pronounce the name. Christine. I can pronounce your name, but I just can't pronounce where you're from. Christine, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks. How are you?
I am almost Wonder Woman-rific. There you go. That's all we need. I'm going to plug that hand-carved Wonder Woman thing. And if you want to win one of these hand-carved Wonder Woman keychains, you like and subscribe, and then you're still not going to win. But just like and subscribe, and I'll tell you where to get one. In hell. No, I'm kidding. It's probably Comic-Con. Just go there and buy one. Today is a very special Dreamin' Demons. Not only do we have multiple time zones being covered, but we're talking about something near and dear to my heart. Roller Gator.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about movies that maybe weren't the best idea for a date, either a first date or completely destroyed your relationship. And for once, it's not porn.
Everything in between.
Well, maybe that is the porn one then.
Yeah, we can talk about Small Hands.
Burning Angel. Yo, they don't break nothing up. They make things all nicey nice. For those who are wondering what Box and I are talking about, one day Box and Payne watched some horror porn together.
Not in the same country. It was not even in the same country.
It was in the same continent, you know? It's all continental drift, if you get my meaning. And I think it does. Yeah. Jesus, Payne. Anyways, so if you're new to Dreamin' Demons, we usually do a theme or we talk about a movie and review it. And there's no real spoilers, except for these movies. I'm pretty sure most of them are old enough to just give full spoil. You don't have to worry about that. Unless someone's got like a brand new movie. Like, I just saw Aliens Romulus and it broke me up. Like, well, shit. Oh, you can swear too, by the way. Yes, you can also swear.
You were getting that anyway.
I also do that anyways. No. If you are wondering, we used to do a new Borrowed and Blue thing. We no longer do that. So I know some people have been on the show for a while. So right now we just go through, give your name, give your rank.
It's a theme.
It is a theme. It's a heartbreak theme. It's all about heartbreak.
Well, this is about, you know, just awkward connections and movies that, you know, might have tainted what could have been, or maybe what is, but
TikTok tease tainted. Thank you. Ankle You're shot welcome. Ass. Thanks.
Hey, look, Look, thanks. I watched the movie the other day with ankle shots and I was delighted.
Oh, yeah, but did you actually make your significant other like walk through a Best Buy parking lot so you can take an ankle shot for your co-host? So they like, hey, this isn't creepy at all. I'm going to take an ankle shot of, I won't say their name. I hope they don't take offense. And then submit that like as kind of like really weirdo porn.
No, I didn't do that.
No? You didn't do that? Really?
I didn't do that. I don't know.
Yeah, really?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it could all be good. As we are very lazy, we always let the special guest go first. So, Jennifer, I got you. Jennifer. So, by the way, your finger, I'm going to say your finger porn. Oh, I'm tired. Your finger.
Was on the pulse?
Spider.
Oh.
Art.
Oh, yes.
Because spiders creep me out. I'm like, it's finger spider. Ah, what the fuck?
It's getting even worse then because that was the tame one.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Well, you know, this is what happens when you ask AI to do anything with fingers or spiders. It's just not pretty.
I think Spider Baby from Father Ted might be part of the next one. Spider Baby is going to make an appearance, I'm pretty sure.
No, AI didn't quite go there, but it has its moments, and it didn't give me what I wanted, which was a spider made out of fingers. I tried so many times to get a spider made out of fingers, and it would not give me a spider made out of fingers to save my life. It gave me spiders on fingers, and it gave me fingers on spiders, and it gave me weird combinations therein, but and it gave me mechanical things. I don't know why. Because I never asked for mechanical things. I'm like, why am I getting robot spiders?
Oh, I was saying like,
this is why AI won't win.
It always gives you mechanical things.
Spider, yeah, it doesn't even give you a spider made out of fingers. Rude.
Well, I mean, what could you possibly ask for that would be better from AI than fingers and spiders? I mean, come on, it can't get those correct.
Oh, Jennifer. If you ask it to look at Mr. Hanky or Bad Dragon Toys, I'm pretty sure AI can whip you out a spider finger thing.
Maybe.
See? Yeah, it's got a model.
I'll leave that. You can respond to those in kind later. I
will ask Bad Dragon to make a spider to that finger. End.
Yes, to I make will spider be spider finger toy.
That would be horrific for so many reasons. Well, okay, so now that we kind of gauged a level of madness, as Larry Schmoller say, what was your movie? So it was a first date you're talking about?
It was a first date movie. I'll give you a little bit of backstory first. So I met this guy. He came in when I was working as an art consultant for an animation gallery.
Damn.
And
how did we get you?
We
like,
just,
you know, when I was an art consultant for animation gallery, how the hell are you working here now?
Well, yeah.
There's
been a lot of history that's gone all over the place in my life. But now he came in. I think we were talking about Thundercats. I don't remember. But we kind of hit it off. And so then we wound up deciding to try going on a first date. And at first I thought he had stood me up. But then, you know, we wound up connecting. And our first date was we were going to go and see a movie. And we went and saw Event Horizon.
Oh.
So romantic.
the black hole one where everyone's kind of like, there's the horror.
Is that Lauren Fishburne? And,
yeah, is it Lauren Fishburne? It looks like he was kind of melty, though. Is that the one?
No, he wasn't melty. No.
Who's it now?
Sam Neill. That's Sam Neill. And he had the, you don't need eyes for where we're gonna see.
Yeah, they're not melty. The eyes are kind of messed up. I knew something was weird.
I'll admit I don't even remember this film that well. We were obviously not on the same wavelength as far as what we were trying to do at all, as like building this relationship. And we went, and it was pretty obvious from then that the relationship shouldn't have gone anywhere, but I pursued it for like 3 months after that. I don't know why.
Wait, I have to ask, whose idea was Event Horizon? Was
that his?
Okay.
Totally his.
It was his. Okay. Did he watch the trailer before?
Did he like it?
I think that he knew, he followed some of the actors that were in it. And that was where that suggestion came from. So I don't And right. he was more into things of that genre than I was at that time. I was very young and very naive. I was, you know, still in art school then. This is a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, no, but we went. And of course, for whatever reason, that one just tickled me, like the way that Congo did when my stepmother and I went and saw Congo. And everyone else in the audience is like, you know, absolutely like terrified. And we're just giggling the whole time.
Like you were
and
both giggling?
I couldn't
giggling?
Stop laughing. And I felt so bad. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. This movie just rubbed me that way. I don't know.
So were you just giggling or was he giggling along with you?
Oh, no, no. It was just me. That, like I said, I should have known that wasn't going anywhere because of that response. You know, like I went one way and he went the other way. And then we tried to make it work for 3 months. And then he was like, you know, I miss the girl that I should have gotten engaged to in Michigan.
Oh,
well, you know, then you should have gotten engaged to the girl in Michigan. That's how that goes.
She probably
wait, 3 months?
Made him totally reassess his life, figure out what it was that he wanted out of it. And he actually went and proposed to her. And like, I don't know if they're still together. We didn't stay in contact. But trying to go back into the dating scene after that experience, I think he was like, yeah, maybe when I packed up and moved, you know, several states away and thought that I was just going to leave that life behind and start over. Maybe I was wrong.
That life being the Event Horizon first date life.
Yeah, wow. No, that was the life he tried to start new and it didn't really go anywhere.
I wonder if he called her and he's like, did you see Event Horizon? And she's like, it was so great and scary. And he's like, yes, you're the one.
You're right? It. I'm so sorry, Jennifer. That's harsh. That is pretty harsh. Like, so you guys were together for 3 months and he's like, oh, fuck this. I'm going to go back to my ex.
Well,
I was like, is my ex still available?
It wasn't working anyway.
Still, it's not like
it was 3 months of not working anyhow. It was fine. It was just kind of funny. I mean, at that point in time, I packed up and moved to New England, so it wasn't going anywhere between us anyway.
The New England, when old England's not good enough. So what was the second date? What was the second date? I'm just curious what the second date was.
I think we went and saw Good Will Hunting.
Oh, but it was the hunting movie.
Complete change.
Yeah.
That's a complete change.
But to be fair, he probably thought it was like a snuff film. It was like Good Will Hunting.
No. He was a huge Mini Driver fan. So, you know, that's how we wound up with it. Yeah.
We all are. You know. Nothing wrong with Mini. Wait a minute. Hold on. So who did he see Event Horizon for? I thought it would be like Lawrence Fishburne. So who did he see Event Horizon for? Who was he following?
I have no idea.
Neill?
I don't even remember.
Sam
like Neill. I said, that was so long ago, and I have absolutely no recollection of the movie at all. It was funny. I was telling my best friend about it later, and she was all like, oh, I saw that movie. That was terrifying. I'm like, really? I didn't think so. I couldn't stop laughing.
I
the suspension of disbelief on that one went a little too far for me.
I think in the theater, I would have been the opposite, too. I'd be like, no, Sam Neill, he's beating us right now.
They're all doing it now. So I'm going to ask this because I've laughed in apparently inappropriate movies, Passion of Christ. And apparently that gets frowned upon in the theater. Do people like look at you when you're laughing? You're like, what the fuck?
Some, yeah. You know, you kind of get over that. Like I said, when my stepmother and I were in Congo and had that response, the rest of the theater kept sort of glaring at us like, why won't you shut up? And it was just like, but there were two of us then, so we were backing each other up. It was, you know, like we had our little laugh track going.
Different. Congo is so different. It's monkeys and lasers and sign language.
I know. How can you even take that seriously in the first place? That movie was brilliantly funny. I don't know. It was weird. I guess it was just the audience at the time.
Some kind of accent and not pulling. It's great. It's funny.
I love Box how you remember what Congo was. I'm like, yeah, I kind of remember the poster, Christine. Yeah. So Christine, you've seen Event. You know, we've all seen Event Horizon, but yeah, Congo. I might have seen the poster for, like maybe.
So I'm gonna look it up here. I'm googling.
Yeah, I was really into it because at the time I was really into like apes learning sign language and gorillas learning sign language.
That's the reason why you saw Congo? Like, hey, this is a movie about apes learning sign language. I can't wait to watch this one.
Yeah.
Blood got his ass, probably.
That's as good of a reason as we had. We wound up there because Tim Curry was in it.
No, I'm looking at
Tim Curry.
Kim Curry's in it? How did I miss Congo?
Okay, so the Google has put a review in quotes. This is easily one of the dumbest movies I have seen in a long time. And in all honesty, it is also the most brilliant.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Agree. Hard agree.
Yeah.
So Ernie Hudson's in
it? Right now.
Yes. Ernie Hudson. Oh, my God. He has a fun role.
Was he busting ghosts?
No, he was not busting
ghosts. That's the only fucking movie I've seen him in.
Joe Don Baker is in it. Who else is in it? There's a lot of people in it.
Okay, I think we'll go with the had a $50 million budget. Okay, so we'll go with the Google review of this is the dumbest fucking movie ever. But you know what? It's got a 23%. I can see laughing at that. I can see laughing at Congo. Hey, Event Horizon. I was going to watch that again. When you were talking about Event Horizon and Jet, I'm like, my God, I want to watch that again. I thought.
We should do space horror next time.
I need to give it another chance. I'll admit that. Like I said, the mood that I was in when I went the first time was not the right mood for that movie.
Yeah, and I was probably blackout. So I probably saw it. Like, hey, this is a great movie. Space aliens.
It's very like space Cenobites. Like, it's very space Cenobites.
Yes, and I definitely would agree with that assessment. Oh.
So it's like Hellraiser 8.
Yes.
Hellraiser in space. Christine, there's a Hellraiser like 12, like Pinhead goes to space.
Yeah. I mean, we all go
I wish
space.
I was lying, but like, yes, it does.
Jason went to space.
Freddy went to space. Herbie the Love Bug went to space. Jason went to space. It's
like Leprechaun. Did Leprechaun go to space?
No, just I know he went to Jennifer Aniston space.
I know he went to the hood.
Give it time. Leprechaun will make it there.
Yeah, I think they're going to make that now.
Chucky. Or The Conjuring. The Conjuring has Chucky to. Conjuring like Annabelle.
In space.
Annabelle in space.
The Raggedy Ann doll in space. That's going to be scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What would you give? Okay, so what would you give the movie overall? What would you personally give that movie overall from 1 to 5 Cthulhus? I know we don't remember most of it.
I don't remember it well enough to rate that on Cthulhu.
What would you give the date? 1 to 5 Cthulhu. There you go. I think that's
The date.
That's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
That should have been a sign, like I said, to, like maybe 2 tops. Like that should have been a sign.
2?
It was still but gracious.
Like, actually, we had fun. I mean, we enjoyed getting to know each other after that. We had a second date. I mean, we kept dating for like 3 months. So, you know, I guess it was probably better than a 1 or a 2 because otherwise that would have just dropped off there. That would have been it. Then I would have been having my, you know, the movie that destroyed the relationship before it started conversation.
Damn Event Horizon. Don't even have to watch that one, Jimbo. Always cool with alligators or roller gators. What was it called? I forgot what it's called. You know, maybe 2.5, you know, halfway through.
Yeah.
Halfway. I'll get enough for a second date. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Well, very, very cool. Thanks for starting this off. Christine.
Hey.
What was your movie?
Look, I don't have a movie in particular. I've been married for many, many years. Like I said, I've been with my husband since I was 19, so I don't really remember dating. But we have very different horror movie styles, which is very divisive in our house. He is a slasher. Saw The Purge, loves watching people getting murdered and cut up. I am very much The Haunting of Bly Manor and paranormal sort of horror girl. It doesn't break up a marriage, but it does kill the vibe for the night when we're watching each other's horror genres.
So how do you do that? Is like your turn, then his turn, your turn, his? Is it like bounce off and back?
Yeah. It's a bit like that. Sometimes it's just a bit of like, you have to put up with it. But sometimes we just leave it up to the kids.
All right. So do you like watch half of one and then half of the other just to like compromise?
Oh, yeah. That would be a fair... Watch half of Saw and then let's put on Paranormal Activity for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
You probably won't miss. You probably won't miss.
Yeah. Just put the first one and then the last, like, you know, bit of the last, you know, your one. And then that's like
10 minutes and then 10 minutes. And
yeah, right. And then make a story between that.
There has to be a movie that follows in both places. I'm thinking almost like, would Hellraiser fall into both, where it's still kind of paranormal, spooky, and then still gory?
There are a couple that we've sat back and gone, yeah, that was good, both of us.
Okay, what's the one that that you most watch, like, together?
13 Ghosts sort of hits.
Okay, the original or
which
the
one?
New?
Which one?
The remake?
The 90s one?
Okay.
Oh,
the
my
proper
God.
Proper one. Sorry, boxes.
No,
this is where Box and I disagree.
Did they remake that?
Disagree.
Oh, it was a TV show.
No. The 13 Ghosts
is
a remake of the Vincent Price one.
No.
That
Price.
No one at all besides Box apparently tried to watch.
Yeah, I
it
seen
was
that.
Vincent Price.
It was Bella Lugosi? Who was it?
No, it was.
Who was 13 Ghosts?
Let me look it up because
you're
it's not
it
going
to
be anybody.
Oh, Box. I found it. You know who it was?
No,
shut up.
So it was. It was Who Cares? No one watched that version. Ever.
It's a better version.
The better version? Better what? There's no better versions out there. Trust me. Jimbo is the best version that he ever gets. No, dude. Virgin.
Oh, is the better version followed the same storyline?
William Castle's my boy.
Is basically
the same? I think so. It's not? They don't go to the house and they like try to summon
the
dead for the...
No. That's all different.
Really?
They get a new house and there are 13 ghosts in it, but it's not about whatever the fuck that was with magic traps and
that was
glass.
Awesome. That was the part of the coolest. That was the best.
No.
I'm with you, Christine. I don't know what Boss is talking about.
It sort of gave off to so many other different franchises.
Mm-hmm. It's very different.
It gave Monk and Matthew Lillard a career.
Tony Shalhoub is the only good thing about that.
Oh,
movie.
Matthew Lillard's good too. Come on.
He's fine, I guess. He's fine.
Don't make me do Scrappy. I can't do Shaggy's voice right now.
Zoinks.
Yeah. That's not me. Anyone's wondering, that was not me doing that voice.
That was totally Jim. It was weird.
Yeah, it was you, Jim, but I saw your lips move. Oh, shut up, Payne. So you have the real 13th Ghost.
No.
Kind of like the real Ghostbusters. Box, which one came first? The real Ghostbusters or Ghostbusters with the ape? Ghostbusters the ape came first and it sucks. Which came first?
The black and white 13th Ghost or the real one everyone watches? Look.
The real one everyone watches.
Look.
I can't see nothing. There's a dot. You're
by my buddy, William Castle, that I'm reading his book right now.
Is it me? You read my book?
No.
Oh,
can you not see me?
No, you don't have a cam on.
You're an orange dot.
Yeah.
The cam is on for me. Okay,
I wonder if they were wondering if I was just taking the piss when I said they're an orange dot.
No, you're an orange dot.
Yeah. You're an orange dot, Box.
I'm reading his book right now.
Mine?
William Castle.
Oh, William
Castle.
Bill Castle.
Bill Castle, who did 13 Ghosts.
Yes.
I'm not to that point yet, so no spoilers.
No spoilers. They all die. Oops, sorry. I said no spoilers. I thought Box was going to read the book to us, so I shut the hell up for a second.
I can. Let's see.
Oh, you are going to read the book? Okay, I thought you were reading. Okay, cool. Reading time.
When I finally reappeared on deck, he charmingly told me he had a concoction that would fix me up immediately. The end of the chapter. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Anyway, Christine, so 13 Ghosts, the wrong one. Okay.
That's part of the book? That's very specific. It's only written to people named Christine at this point.
I know.
I don't think you're reading from the book anymore.
No, I think I am. So is there any other one that you guys can kind of like come together and make peace instead of war?
Not really. No. It's very far. I'm happy to take some... suggestions because
try the original 13 Ghosts.
Don't try the original 13 Ghosts.
I mean, it's fun.
You know
it's
what?
Fun.
I don't think I can pass it by him though because he's very anti
black and white
or no anything before 1999 probably. Like he's modern, like you know, like give me Poltergeist and Firestarter and all those, but nah.
Oh, me and Jen are now turning in our early graves.
Yeah. I was going to say, that'd be hard for me because like my all-time favorite is The Shining. Like the old Stanley Kubrick one.
Yeah,
well, that's not the reason. You and I go go to the black and whites too quite often.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah, the classics.
Well, see, like I would say goats. If you like Firestarter, they redid it with Zac Efron. They redid it like 2 years ago, and the girl in it looks just like Drew Barrymore. Firestarter.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
They relaunched it.
The new one. I think he's just tainted because he just doesn't like the original. He's very difficult. I'm realizing now.
Today's Mirror Therapy session brought to you by.
So this could maybe put some cracks into the spandex.
Now I'm kind of like worried, like, okay, whatever you do, Christine, don't watch any of the movies we talk about today.
Don't.
Yeah, perfect. Watch Dale and Tucker versus Evil. Boom. It's comedic.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Some chops on it.
That's a pretty good one.
So I'm curious, what would be one movie for each of you, if you can speak for them, what would be one movie that's just a dead out, no, I ain't going to watch, no.
Like, absolutely not.
He would like absolutely not anything of the Stephen King.
Mm.
Oh wow!
Back in the day, which I like. That's my.
Mm-hmm. I like those.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's my stuff. Wow. I love it. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I really, really hated. And I love Mia Goth, but I did not like the three either. Maxine, Pearl, X that she did. Have you guys seen those?
Yeah.
They were just a bit much for me.
Oh, I didn't see those. What are they? I didn't see it.
Mia Goth, and it's kind of like they're kind of linked. She kind of plays the same character throughout, except for I think Pearl, she does too. I don't know. It's a bit confusing.
I think they're Ty West movies. I think he did X too.
Box, just knocking it out of the park today. Jeez, man. Are you like looking shit up, Box? Is that why your owner's dying?
No, I'm not really a big fan of Ty West. So I kind of avoid them.
But you know them. So it's okay. There are some hard no's for both of you. And that's unfortunate. Stephen King Castle Rock. Like the Castle Rock.
I tried so he just looks at me after about an episode and a half and went, I think this is your thing.
Outsider.
Christine, I'm just Holly. Gonna say this. Christine, I'm gonna say this. There's a reason why you're writing for us.
Okay. Yeah. That probably explains it.
We all have that outlet. We all have that great outlet. Okay, well, thanks. Oh, damn, man. I don't have to follow that. Oh, thank God. I'm like, I'm not going to follow that. Shit. Box.
Hi. Oh,
bye, Jen.
Bye, John.
Take care. Have fun.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Take care.
As always, of course.
Always welcome. Box.
Hi.
Box a lot.
How's it going? Hi, what's up? Okay, so I have two. So I loved this one movie, which is one of my absolute favorites. Before I met Glorious Ex-Spouse, I first watched it when I was like 15, 16, and then I dated her at like 17.
Is it Jaws?
Throughout our 20 years of marriage, I have a quote from her for my review on our website, which I please everybody go to it. I love it. It's my magnum opus. And this is from 2020. There is no way that you are ever going to convince me that this is a good movie. And I'm not saying this was the straw that broke our relationship. I'm just kidding. But it was honestly one of the things that I wanted to be a review writer for horror movies because I felt like it deserved a good shake.
It was Jaws.
And I still do. It was not Jaws. Jaws is beautiful and brilliant. And this Jaws is beautiful and brilliant in a different way. And I watched this before we met today, and I just remembered all the things that I loved about it. And I need to write a follow-up to my magnum opus because there's a lot more that I want to write about.
Oh, fuck. It's Velocipastor, isn't it?
No.
That's not?
My second story. That's my second story. No, this is Surf Nazis Must Die.
Oh, yeah. I still have not. Okay.
I had a doll commissioned.
You had a doll.
Yeah, commissioned for the protagonist of this film.
Who is not Hitler, I hope.
No. Okay, the
Hitler's
Nazis are
not
bad.
The protagonist.
The Nazis are bad in this. They're bad.
Wait, the Nazis are bad in the movie only? Or yes. The Nazis are bad, period?
They're bad, period. They're bad. You can read all about it in my... Because I do go into neo-Nazism. I do go into the rise of it. I do go in, again, you got to take this from a 2020 perspective. So a lot has changed within these few years. Right. But I do go on about talking about racism within neo-Nazi and the neo-Nazi community and how it actually kind of does link back to this film and what a great job it does at portraying them as the villains, misguided villains. No. That can't get their shit together, and how the protagonist is completely the opposite of them and is the champion of the movie.
So is there surfing in this?
There is. There is, and there's surfing gangs.
Wait, Christine, have you seen this movie?
No, but I'm just looking it up, and it looks...
You're looking at it right now? Okay. Oh, no. Tubi. Now I don't watch. Oh, man.
Lord of Master Tubi has it on constantly. I did find the record on eBay, which I'm going to purchase because I'm going to enjoy listening to these.
Record?
Is it like
there's a record?
Boys type music?
No, kind of it's all synth music. It's like do, like synthy, like aggressive-y kind of music.
Very 80s.
It's very 80s.
Bauhaus.
It was by Trauma, but it doesn't have the same Trauma feel as the other ones because it is very human. It is about the monstrous side of humanity and basically how we can treat each other when obviously things go awry and, you know, people are racist or, you know, homophobic, bigotry, all this stuff, and how one person, she has all that weight on her and she manages to be victorious against them. And she's a senior citizen. She's a black female widow, senior citizen, who is the protagonist of the story, and I love it.
Looking at it.
I do.
Huh. That's kind of weird there.
I mean, I would like to. She breaks out of her retirement home.
Yep.
What?
To avenge her son that they had killed.
I'm looking for this for tonight.
1997. Slightly. It's better rating
than. Older than that. It's got to be older than that. It's in the 80s. I think
87. I'm so 87.
87.
My glasses ain't for seeing, you know what I mean?
That's okay. But it's just, it's a fun romp. It's kind of like Warriors, that there are different like gangs on the beach. There is a lot of like homophobia in it, internalized, I think, homophobia. There is, like I said, racism. But it's so, Gail Neely just presents Mama Washington as just this incredible like powerhouse, and she's fantastic. And yes, I commissioned a doll of her.
What? Okay, I have to ask. Like, I'm looking at the post. Yeah, do you have the doll box?
She's packed up. Unfortunately, she's in my stuff.
Wait, box. But is that doll actually Annabelle? Is it cursed?
No, but actually. If you look up my stuff Nazis. In Haunted MTL, I did cut a trailer of the doll.
Did you?
So you can see. I made a whole small video about Surf Nazis having a sequel, and I put that on the website. So
did
you can
I block
find that
the
on
shit
your...
out? Is that are you?
I think you did block this shit up. Shit. No. You can find this on the website. Shit. Like,
for real?
I love this movie. I love it. I love it. And the first time I tried, okay, so this was my litmus test too, because I love the movie. Obviously, it's cheesy, obviously, but it has, I feel like, a lot of heart and this really good message. And every time I showed it to people, they're like, that's trash. It's not good. And I'm like, you're not seeing it. I'm going to be a fucking reviewer and prove you all wrong. But the first time that I showed it to my ex, she started making out with me so she wouldn't have to watch it. And I should have seen the red flag. Wait, there.
That doesn't kill your love.
This is not a relationship killer, then.
Yeah, it's kind of a good builder, then.
I know, but again, like throughout the 20 years, she would not watch it with me. The whole thing.
Hold on.
She refused. Yes.
Fox, I have a question now. I'm so sorry. So you're saying the movie is so bad, someone rather make out with you.
Yes.
Than watch the movie. That's not, you're not selling, okay.
No, I'm fine. I'm going
to help you out in dating
life. I'm not great at making out.
Don't put that on your profile either.
I do.
Do you really? Oh my God.
Is that why I don't get dates?
Oh yeah, no, we need to go through your profile.
No, okay. You're showing people surf Nazis.
Yes. Do you like surf Nazis? That's actually the Tinder profile, surf Nazis.
If you cannot let me at my surf Nazis, you cannot have me at my worst or best or anything in between.
That cuts. But did you see the poster? The poster is just a dude looked like a Nazi with a silver hand going over a blonde woman.
Yes, and I actually, if you go again to my review, I talk all about it as well. It's fun.
But there's no Mama Washington. I know, right?
Because it's an 80s poster, man. Like, people take liberties.
Take liberties by not showing the protagonist on it? That's a lot of liberties.
I mean, it comes as a surprise then, you know? You're like, you're not expecting it. You're like, oh, who's this lady, this old senior citizen lady? Surely she's not going to be the protagonist and get a gun and hunt Nazis.
She's smoking a cigarette at the side of her mouth for most of this film.
She is.
Oh, it looks like a, I mean, is it a blunt? No, it's a swisher. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. I mean, she smokes it in the old folks home and she tells them, I'm going to liven up you bitches, and she makes friends there. It's really fun.
Sure, when she does it, it's really fun and makes friends. But I do it. No, I can't.
Yeah, you got to do it in an old folks home. Maybe.
So that was the first one. I'm not gonna have your relationship.
That 5 out of 5. A million out of 5.
For the movie, not the
Oh yeah, for that's lame. Now anybody who dates me, they have to at least watch it and have come up with one nice thing about it. But the second one, and this is semi-recently, so getting back into the dating scene, of course, you know, a lot of people like horror movies, so I always put that out there.
They do?
Yeah. Shit. Girls do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Anyway, so I put that out there, you know, like, oh, I love horror movies. And then you get into the nitty gritty of it. And there was one time that one of the girls said, like, hey, I really love dinosaur movies. And like, I'm like, hey, me too. I love dinosaur movies. And she's like, haha, I had to like watch this one the other day and it was terrible. And it was called like Velocipaster. And I'm like, I love Velocipaster. It's hilarious. Instantly ghosted me. Unmatched.
God. Box. When someone says they like dinosaur movies, they mean Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So generally. Do I.
Maybe
so
Flintstones. Maybe Flintstones.
I love Jurassic Park too.
No. Not two. The end. They mean Jurassic Park. That's all they mean by dinosaur movies. They mean if they say movies, plural, it's the franchise of Jurassic Park.
That's a franchise. There's so many other ones.
Name
though,
other dinosaur movies
Future
that people
War.
Want to see. That people want to see.
People who like MST3K.
No.
Which is a great segue into yours. What about that Adam Driver one about dinosaurs?
There's an Adam Driver dinosaur movie? That was Star Wars, motherfucker.
No. There was like one where he goes into the future. And there's dinosaurs.
Oh,
and
Star Wars is a long time ago, galaxy far, far away.
No. It's a
Marriage Story. Movie. That one?
No,
that's not a dinosaur. That's Scarlett Johansson.
Jeez. She's not a dinosaur.
60.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
I didn't watch either of those.
You didn't watch any of them, I bet.
I should
write like a dinosaur movie list at some point.
You could punish me one day and we can do the best dinosaur movies ever. I'm like, shit, I need to watch
Tina. Wait, no. Tammy and the T-Rex. That's another
dinosaur
movie.
I've seen Tammy and the T-Rex with Joe Bob Briggs.
Okay. All right.
I've seen that one.
What about the Whoopi Goldberg one? That one's really weird.
There's a Whoopi Goldberg one?
Yeah, she was contractually
Sister Act?
Obligated.
Those are nuns.
No.
Jumping Jack Flash? That's like a British spy.
She gave a verbal agreement and then he took her to court over it.
That's Ted
Danson. She had to do the movie.
She had to. I can't wait to do it. Start like that.
I've got to do this movie now. I sign up for it.
All right. Mick McGee was going to say something about a movie that he found a movie that broke up his parents' relationship. I guess that was just porn.
I think
it wasn't horror.
I think it might have been dinosaur porn, to be honest. It might be.
Yo. But,
you know, I gave you a great segue. Yeah. That said MST3K.
I know what you're talking about.
How many times? Oh, I watched it the other day, actually. Did you
really? With somebody?
No. Exactly. Well, my cat.
Fucking don't watch your cat, man. Don't think that shit. Okay, so there's a movie that Box made me watch. For horror.
Gently made you.
You're like, we have to review this. It's a great horror movie. I'm like,
I said it's the worst movie, but it's not the worst movie. I found
found Velocipaster.
The same people I think did Baby Ghost, and that was pretty hard.
Oh, you hate Baby Ghost? But Ghost Dad's okay. There are no ghost family members that are good. Like Baby Ghost, Sister Ghost,
Mother Ghost.
Mother Ghost. You know what's good?
Okay.
13 Ghosts. The actual one that people watch.
The old one.
The old one from the 90s. The real one from the 90s, yes.
No.
All right, so the one we're tiptoeing around is, of course, Roller Gator. That's allegedly, let me see if I can bring this one up. Roller Gator is a movie that should not exist. It looks
Is it a movie, though?
Well, okay. It's basically a dude who wanted to get with the girl. It's like, I could put you in a movie. And that movie turned out to be Roller Gator, which is like shot with a VHS camcorder. I think it was pretty much a camcorder.
It was probably shot without any permits
Permits, permissions, people's knowledge. It was basically Bowfinger with Eddie Murphy. Scary? Box said it was scary. And here's a storyline.
That alligator. That
reminds me of children's show Dinosaurs, and they were like people dressed up.
Okay, that was.
Do you remember that in the 90s?
Oh, I do remember that.
A million times better.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, you're right. It kind of does.
Watch it in the cinema.
But it does that, though. It mouth is the only thing that moves.
I think. I think what happened. Yeah, no.
Not even that. Not even that.
It's not even the hand puppet.
It's not, yeah. Barely.
Is it a guy dressed up?
No. No.
No.
No. It might as well be a teddy bear made out of styrofoam, or not styrofoam, but like foam rubber. It looks like they went to the dinosaur lot and they stole like something that was like discarded, doesn't work anymore. And it's like,
what are we? Did you just say dinosaur lot?
Barely works.
Yeah, they're like
dinosaur lot.
Where they keep all the dinosaurs.
That's where they keep all the dinosaurs.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
This is how bad it is. This is the storyline. A teenage girl tries to help a small purple jive chalking alligator escape the clutches of a greedy carnival owner, as well as an assortment of characters, so he can be reunited with his owner. One of the top three tags is
It has an Astrobus.
It does. It's got the kind of like the dollar store sale bargain bin on fire in the background. Estevez,
Sheen's uncle.
Actually, Joe Estevez is gonna be joining us next week, so I like Joe Estevez. Yeah,
I like Joe Estevez. We
actually do like Joe Estevez. We do.
Bless that man. I do. He has such a passion for anything he's in. He will oversell that shit like crazy. He was in Baby Ghost too, and Baby Ghost really did disturb me in a lot of ways.
Well, this movie broke up not one, not two.
I kept watching not three, it.
Not even four.
Why are you not playing it five. For people by this time?
So like, it's like a litmus.
The first time you're like, oh my God, this movie just broke up my fucking relationship. And the second time I'm like, holy shit, again. Because then you just kind of make an impression. You know, the second time was kind of like, I was dating this person, but they broke up over this movie.
Yeah. You know, whenever you want to try and break up with someone, the relationship's feeling a little bit stale, you know what to do. You just drag this
pop
movie
this shit in.
Exactly. Exactly. And being like, I watched this six times.
And that's the thing. Is like, I don't even pretend it's good. I tell them it's the biggest piece of shit they'll ever watch. And they don't believe me.
First, yeah, and it's exactly really, like, isn't it?
Challenge fucking accepted. I'm watching this piece of shit with you right now.
And like, we can't. It's like, man, it's not like fucking snuff porn. It's an Ashley God movie. I'm like,
it's a rapping purple alligator.
No, fuck y'all. It does not rap. It says it's going to rap. It says it's jive talking. It's actually roller gator. There ain't no rollerblades. There's no rapping. It's just...
There's a ninja.
Okay, so no, I think the ninja has... No, wait. Yeah, someone does roller skates, but she does? Okay.
Wait,
but not the gator.
I think, and then there's a person with a slingshot.
And the ninja who was practicing ninjutsu on the beach, dressed in full ninja.
This sounds like a 5-year-old just grabbed all the concepts.
Yeah, basically.
Honestly, I mean, a 5-year-old has better storytelling, I feel. Like, I feel captivated by a 5-year-old. This is difficult.
Yeah, the user review kind of sums it up by Jeffrey Gunn on IMDb. Should be a 0. Only because IMDb doesn't allow a 0 to get a star. I imagine the movie was made with the idea that it would somehow catch on as a cult classic and sell it on some Betamax, you know, VHS copies. And that's true. I mean, we've done movies in the past with VHS. Why not?
It's not for children.
Why?
That's terrifying. It is terrifying.
Is it actually terrifying, though? Like, could I sit there with you?
It is terrifying. Joe is terrifying. Joe is, like, screaming all the time.
Almost kayfabed. But it's only some dude screaming. Wise.
Was that Chris Tate?
That's what it says. Oh. It says it's wise cracking purple alligator.
Yeah. He's more of a dick. He's just he's toxic. He's very toxic.
I've never been in a state of mind to make this movie good or funny or even kind of like.
I would say it's random. The riff tracks are funny.
Really?
I felt like the riff tracks were funny.
I have not seen the riff track version.
Wow. Okay.
No, damn it. I'm going straight in. You say this is the worst horror movie in the world? I'm going straight for the juggler on this guy.
Apparently.
Not going to mess around.
I think, honestly, this is kind of like The Ring for relationships. You watch it. And they have to break up with you.
Yeah,
that's why it's scary.
Don't take 7 days. It don't take 7 days. Box.
Someday.
The last time this happened was this year. I didn't tell you about.
It's still recent. The curse continues.
Yeah. In fact, all I said is we're gonna watch this movie. They googled it and said, "Fuck off." So I was like, I've actually got lost count on how many relationships now. Yeah, Christine.
Do you enjoy the movie though?
Fuck no. God no. If I sat down and I want to go out and a girl puts this on, we're at her place. She puts this on. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? I was sort of like really questioning my life choices. Yeah, but except for the first time because I said. Oh, okay. The first time is on Box because I said, I have to watch this. And she was like, the girl was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch it with you. Why not? Like, I didn't know how bad it was. After that, it's kind of, I warned them, like, this is a piece of shit. It breaks up every relationship. Oh my God. Are they using this movie to break up with me?
Yes.
You think? Oh my God. Because Christine was saying to do the opposite. If I want to break up with them,
right,
to watch the movie. But if I say
look,
this, is the
I think it's just ever. Cursed. I think this is just a cursed movie. It breaks up relationships.
It might. I want to see this in The Last Drive-In. I will pay to put this on The Last Drive-In just to see how many people's relationships explode the next day.
Yeah, it would be a phenomenon. It really would be
mass breakups.
I think that's my theory.
Yeah, like, why?
Cars driving out with single people.
That's brilliant. Joe Bob's doing one in October, and I bet I can put this as an indie movie. I'll have to lie and say it's mine. Like, this is my indie submission, Joe Bob. Play it.
I'm surprised he hasn't, but I mean,
fucking play things
first.
Things. And not the thing, things.
It doesn't bring people together. It's like speed dating. It's the opposite of speed dating. You watch it, you're done immediately.
Shit. You know what? Challenge accepted. I'm putting this in my Tinder profile. Yeah.
You must find me now.
You're asking for trouble because there's going to be some fans out there that are going to.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck happened, man.
Alligator fans.
I think you're right.
I think the Alligator fans are going to be scary people. You know, and that's fine. Well, but I mean, I'm part of it, but I have to watch it through the riff tracks. But I have watched it willingly like 4 times.
Dude, how did you get through it? I watched it once willingly. The other times, I didn't like it. I was like,
okay, I will be honest. I might have been inebriated the last time, and I needed something that was just.
It sounds like that kind of movie.
Yeah,
like. The Yeti movie scared me too much, but I went to Roller Gator and it was like a comfort. It was like coming home, like not to good home, not to like
a home's on fire. Home. You know, you can't
like,
wait.
But there's that nostalgia of like, oh, this is garbage, and this is where it belongs.
That's where the meth stain went. Meth stain.
The cat was fine.
I ain't gonna give no. Star rating of this. I think you're right. It's a curse movie.
I think it's a 5-star in a breakup capacity. Like God. It's
got 100%.
Yeah, like what, 5-0? Like
yeah, I mean it's a batting of like 100%. It's perfect. If you want to break up, you just go get Roller Gator right now.
You could sell it. You should get some copies, and I'm sure that there's some people out there that are looking for a way to break up.
I remember now. I made someone watch this at my alter ego's place of employment, we'll say. And they're like,
oh, no.
What did you do to me? I'm like, yo, dude.
Yeah.
I warned you, but you said you were hardcore. The Roller Gator.
It's the ring of... Of relationships, it really is. It's gonna get you.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's it. If you have a movie that broke you up, I honestly do want to know. I'm gonna say tweet at us, but we're not on Twitter. So
no,
thread
Instagram us.
Insta us, thread us.
Insta.
We're on Facebook now.
Oh, we're on
Facebook now.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, I know. Okay. That's what I said too. I'm like, we are. Shit.
Okay.
They let us out. I had to sell it. I had to. Get an account for the books. I said,
so if you, so if you boomers really like,
okay, I don't know. I want to see this on a Lifetime channel. I want to see the full, I want to see the direct, you know what? Maybe
director's
cut for Roller Gators in a case of mass.
I think maybe the director's cut is going to be like 20 hours and it's really like one of those art, like, expansion things where you have to just endure it, and then there's a support group at the end of it, and that's the art.
It's just a fucking Andy Warhol time movie where it's just a clock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, it's paint drying.
I dig it. I wish it was paint drying. That'd be less painful.
Honestly, yeah, maybe.
I dig this very much, and I'm not going to give it a star rating, but we usually do some plugs. If Christine, if you have any charities off the top of your head you want to give love to.
Not that I can think of. You dumped that on me at the last minute. Thank you.
I know. I forgot to set it up. I forgot to set it up.
He always does.
I'll be ready next time.
You could plug yourself on the, like, what are you working on?
What are you working on the website? Jinx.
What am I working on? I am working on... Oh, what am I working on? I've only just posted yesterday. So so there's a new one up there. Wasn't great.
What was it? It was
good.
It was the Bloody Chamber by Angela Carter. I had some difficulty getting through it. It's an oldie, but they keep re-releasing it as a classic. So I thought, let's give this a go. And it was a little bit... you know when your mind wanders because there's so much heavy description and then you have to go back and figure out what just happened because you forgot to concentrate?
Yes.
You're talking about the material, not the review. The review is great. No, it's stellar.
No, the review is perfect.
The material, yeah.
The material, I've read Stephen King before, and that's a Stephen King muscle. Sometimes I love Stephen King. I just got done with almost all of his books already. And there's some times where Stephen King will describe huge sections of his book. You're like, okay, next. Fucking, yeah, I get it. Fucking Dark Knight. I get it. It was really Dark Knight. Yeah. Fucking Dark Knight. So it's kind of like that, but without the Stephen King ability to make you want to read it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was just drifting. And because it was short stories, like some of them were like 2 pages. Oh, and it was like, you know, a bit gratuitous. Like there was one that was like child rape. And it went for 2 pages. And I felt really...
Rape is not our sponsor.
Yeah, it's not our sponsor.
Definitely not. But yeah, it went for 2 pages and it was a bit like...
Oof. Yeah.
Slap me in the face.
Just an oof.
The attack of it all, yeah. And sometimes you're just wondering, like, we had one, who reviewed it? It was either Evie or Court.
It was Evie.
It was Evie gave reviewed it. Like zero it. Stars.
She had a hard time with that one.
Zero Cthulhu. Yeah. Yeah, it was basically child rape the entire fucking... Oh. It was child rape the book.
It's why?
Which we don't...
Yeah, and like we're trying to figure, like, yes, it can be horror. We get it, but it has to have artistic purpose behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to have some sort of forming for it. So I hear you for that. I hear for that. Oh, hopefully your next couple books coming out good.
I hope so. Yeah.
Good reviews. Brianna, what do you want to do?
Okay, so I usually talk about charities.
Nice.
And so I found one that is basically, it helps people have healthy relationships, because we're talking about relationships. You can go to join.
You're going to go to Baby Yoda for relationships? Yep.
Oh, stop.
Stop join Baby Yoda. One, I can't.
Join onelove.org.
Fuck me. How do you spell that? Join, J-O-I-N.
J-O-I-N.
Like O-N-E?
Yes, O-N-E, love.org. Or you could just Google it. O-V.org. I'm sure it'll come up. Basically, the core values is that love is the most important thing in our lives, yet we're taught very little about it. One Love is on a mission to change that.
Bob Marley. Okay.
So, One Love, joinonelove.org.
So, Bob Marley is suing them later on.
I don't think he can.
Well, his estate can. You know, One Love is his thing, right? Is it Bob Marley inspired, you think, looking through it?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. But it's basically about partnership and just like knowing what is healthy, what's unhealthy. They have workshops to kind of talk about healthy relationships. And relationships can not even be like a romantic thing. It could be right. All of our relationships.
All of them all. Like pain in the eyes. Well, I dig it. JoinOneLove.org. Yes? Nice.
Yep. Got it.
And speaking of healthy relationships or unhealthy relationships, I'm going to plug Surviving Gen X by Joe Shefchek. It's his birthday today. So, A, happy birthday to him. B, go buy his book, Surviving Gen X, and find out.
Today?
Yeah, that's why I'm hurting. Find out what.
Happy birthday, Joe.
To him. I know, right?
Shush.
Yeah, go buy his book. That's a great present. And I think. If you buy enough of those books, he might even give to a charity, namely the Roller Gator Foundation for me. For every book you buy of his, he's going to give me $1 to rent Roller Gator so I can improve my
life. Oh, that's so
it's kind of, it's finding each other. I love
it. I do have his book. It's sitting where I can see it. So, I mean, it gives me comfort.
Damn right. You love looking at it.
It has a great cover.
It's not, you know what? They didn't win the award. They didn't even get shortlisted for the cover. And it's like, what? But the cover's my face. How the fuck did
the cover is actually really cool.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, that's it for our show. And if you haven't liked and subscribed yet, do it. Just do it.
Please,
man.
Mom. Please, moms.
Hit that bell, ring the thing, ring a ding ding. Next up on Streaming Demons, we're going to do what was that one that Box threatened me with? Dinosaurs or something like that?
I think we were actually going to do aliens.
Oh, shoot. You're right. We're doing all the aliens.
Aliens.
We're going to do the Sigourney Weavers. We're going to do like the so chest poppers. We're going to do all those legal and maybe quasi-illegal aliens. Whatever makes you horrible, America. Kidding.
Honestly, the series too is like so long. They eventually do go into space.
I've got a lot to say about Romulus, by the way.
Where's the ba-bum ching? That was a good joke. That was a good callback.
I'm sorry. That's the callback for you. All right. But thanks for ever coming. You know, thanks, America. Wow. Jeez, man. Thanks, Christine.
You're not even in America.
I was today.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. My condolences. I went for dinner. No, I love it. Vermont. They put apples on their hamburger. It was awesome.
What?
Hey, it was good. Apples on a hamburger. Hey, man.
What kind of America is that?
A kick-ass America. That's what it is. All right, but thank you much for Christina. Thank you very much to Jennifer and, of course, Jay and Brian, the co-host, forever co-host. I'm Jim Phoenix, and I'm bidding you good day. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Outro. Oh, that kicked in. Oh, kicks in again. Today on the Deep in the Streamings, I forgot to give my promo code. Promo code Streamin' Beamins. For candles.
Streamin'.
I hear a cat.
Yeah, motherfucker.